Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Back here on Loud and Local, we couldn't have a different artist that possible. It is seriously night and day. From the first hour, we had Travis Brock, singer of Bruiser Brody, and his solo music is just heartfelt, emotional, and just so just it's incredible. And now we have a raucous, insane, awesome hardcore punk band by the name of Land of Wolves. These guys are killing it. They have a new EP, a 7-inch called Rebuild to Nothing, we'll be talking about tonight. And well, before we go any further, welcome to Loud and Local, guys.
Ow.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, I like that. Obviously, Land of Wolves, so you had to howl.
That's right.
But of course,
it won't be the first time. Last time,
Wolf.
So, yeah, what's your name, and what do you do in Land of Wolves? Let's go around.
What's up, Cody Black? I play drums.
I'm Brian. I play guitar and yell.
I'm Joel. I'm lead backup vocals.
I'm John. I play bass.
And Wade, I play guitar.
Right on. How do you guys all come together? I'm sure you guys all have like jobs and various other projects you guys play with. How does that work, man? How many times a week do you guys practice? Is it hard to wrangle all five hooligans together?
Well, yeah, it definitely takes some effort for sure. We have, multiple of us have kiddos, and you know, we all actually are employed, which is pretty wild thing as a punk band, you know.
Right.
One of the first bands I've been in where everybody's employed.
Imagine
you know?
That.
And, yeah. So.
Hey, you can't say that. You're minus punk points, dude.
Right. I know it's brutal to say out loud, you know.
But right now.
Yeah, we sneak it in as much as possible and try to just keep writing and keep practicing and keep it moving as much as possible. And I got a studio up at my place, so we gather in the great north of Ballard every week and play.
All right. Well, let's get a bit of the origin story, man. Like, let's go back. When did Land of Wolves come together? And I know, you know, you guys are obviously no strangers to local music scene. Some of you guys have played in bands for years. How'd you guys all hook up together and, you know, start making music as Land of Wolves?
Handful of years ago, me and John grew up together in Massachusetts, and one of our good brothers that we grew up with, him and I started this band a handful of years ago, and we've just kind of kept it moving, and it's kind of cool that it's kind of been, you know, still a family. So all these guys, we've all been friends for a long time, and the band has gone through a few changes over the years with different situations and struggles that people have personally dealt with. And so Cody joined up, and then Wade and John and Joel have been around and part of it, and then joined up officially a little while ago, and then we recorded the second 7-inch. So
that's
it's
awesome.
A family. We
exactly full family.
We kind of, you know, Brian and I started playing for a little while with the other boys that ended up having to kind of just take their leave and go deal with life stuff. And,
absolutely.
We tried to recruit some dudes that we knew that would fit in and also were part of the family and keep it in the family and just keep going and honor what our brothers Pete and Nate had put into the music so far and want to just keep going from there and see where it went. So
that's awesome. You guys are obviously pretty influenced by like some early hardcore and whatnot. What are some of your favorite like punk and hardcore bands that influenced you maybe at a young age?
Well, I grew up in, you know, John and I grew up in Massachusetts. So in the early mid '90s, the hardcore scene and the all ages shows were unbelievable because most of those bands kind of got kicked out of the bar scene, and so all those Sunday hardcore matinees and all that stuff. So definitely saw a lot of the New York hardcore of the '80s that was still cranking around, and a lot of the great Boston bands like original Dropkicks and Blood for Blood and Showcase Showdown and Ducky Boys and, you know, and then a bunch of, you know, Madball and Agnostic Front and, you know, Death Before Dishonor and a bunch of those bands.
The Bruisers?
Fantastic stuff. One of my favorites. I got a tattoo on my chest of the Bruisers that I got when I was a teenager. Yeah.
For me, growing up in Seattle, I actually had a lot of connection to the East Coast, so I was familiar with a lot of those bands, you know, through the early 90s and into the early 2000s. But specifically for me in Seattle, it was Zeke, it was Murder City Devils, and Botch, and the Blood Brothers, and Sleater-Kinney, and just the 90s, early 2000s kind
heavy
of
hitters,
punk rock stuff,
that's awesome. Yeah. So kind of cross-continental here.
Yeah, exactly. It is.
We're keeping it from all angles of the country here.
I think you'll hear that in the music as well. Like there's a lot of that East Coast influence because Brian's the one that writes most of the music. But collaboratively, when we come together, we all have our little kind of pieces
flourishes.
And our little pieces of what we draw off of and. It absolutely cross-continental and in between and international as well, you know.
Any more names you want to throw out there? Any more influences? Or we'll get into the music.
I grew up listening to a lot of Christian and praise and worship, and that really wasn't doing it for me. So I got into a lot of, Guttermouth and Rancid and NOFX, a little bit later. And
fair
that's
enough.
Really what... Yeah. I listened to a lot of growing up.
It was similar for me. Definitely the NOFX, Lagwagon. I got more into the faster stuff, Minor Threat, the faster Millencolin stuff.
Yeah.
No Use for a Name, all of that kind of stuff was my jam, especially back in the day. And I tend to draw on that.
Sounds like you may have picked up a few Fat Records compilations like I did.
Definitely. Yeah.
Fat music. For
always
fat
legally.
Yeah. give them the boot, too, man. Those Give Them the Boot records were high.
Those were
never
fantastic.
Heard of them. That's your LimeWire.
Big fan of those $5 compilations, man.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Land of Wolves in studio. We'll be talking about a killer show that they have coming up here. And we'll be, of course, talking about Rebuild to Nothing 7-inch and how you can purchase it legally. Yes, always legally. So here is Counterfeit Coin and Drown Alone, two
Ooh, nice.
Land of Wolves songs back-to-back here on Loud and Local. We'll be back with more from the band. It's a rock.
Yeah.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is. Loud and Local here on The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Land of Wolves, and they're fast, they're raging, they're intense. And those those songs are short, to the point, awesome pit anthems. And I suggest you get in the pit and enjoy that one. Saturday, July 27th at the Valley, coming up here. It's going to be an early show, is that right?
Yeah, it is. There's a, you know, a later show happening at the usual time, and we're going to do the outside stage.
That's awesome.
It's good for us dads because we're old now.
Yeah, so, come have some beers in the sun. It'll be a good time.
6 o'clock start time, end at 9. It's going to be some buddies of ours from Yakima, Washington, called Doll Steaks, opening the show, and then Atlanta Wolves and Blind Guides from Tacoma, my homie Justin from Pig Snout, and a million other cool bands.
Pig Snout. Yeah, those little kids,
those kids, that's his kids. Yeah, those guys are awesome. He's a good buddy, and man, he's a talented dude. And
that is truly all ages music.
Yeah,
truly
exactly.
All ages. I took my kid to go see him not too long ago.
And you're like, that could be you, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Start making it happen.
That's awesome.
It's going to be a rad show. And, you know, come on out. It should be a nice early evening, afternoon. Have a couple adult beverages and have some fun.
And we'll probably be playing some of our new songs that we've been working on, because we've got a four-way split with Box Cutter, Pacific Northwest, Potbelly, and Car 87 out of Vancouver, BC. So three songs from each band coming out in the end of the year, so that'll be pretty badass.
Split 12-inch, which is cool.
Wow. Yeah. So who's putting these records out? Because these records are not cheap to make, man. This is a full
DIY operation. This is all of our crumpled up $1 bills from our restaurant jobs and such.
And honestly, the folks that come out and support local music, too. I mean, let's give credit where it's due. I mean, most of it comes out of our pockets, obviously. But when you come to support us, it is the community, and we have a great one here. Yeah, when you buy it off the online store that we have, which we'll talk about at some point.
Give it out right now. What's the online store?
So it's landofwolves.bandcamp.com, and we've got all the links for our shirts and our first 7-inch and this new Rebuild to Nothing, the new EP.
What you're hearing tonight,
and we've got all that available. And if you're just a lover of the music and you don't have any loot, it's free download, because that's what it's all about, is just, you know, we're doing this because we love it, not because we're hoping to make anything, you know. Yeah,
we'd rather you hear it and enjoy it than have to pay for it. But if you can help
if you like vinyl, then buy it, please. Yeah.
And if you do buy the album, maybe, you know, if you dig it, you can go to a show, buy a t-shirt, and hang out with the band, buy them a beer.
Amen.
There you go.
Absolutely. Right,
that is the true way to support the local scene.
I don't think in the history of this band any one of us have ever turned down a drink bought at a
we
show.
We were all born thirsty, so.
Nice.
I thought about it once, and I got slapped.
As you should have.
And I slapped.
Good. So if you're just tuning in now, again, it is Land of Wolves, hardcore punk from here in the Northwest. Seattle, Tacoma, what do you guys rep? Are you guys a Seattle band?
We're Seattle band.
Seattle. All right, guys. Here's the question, man. I prepared you guys, but we got to go around the room. Lightning round. What is the first album that you purchased on your own? Not something that a cool older brother or your grandparents or something gave to you, but the first album you actually purchased on your own, whether it be CD, tape, vinyl, whatever it is.
Yeah. Well, okay. First album I procured on my own.
Yeah.
So at the end of 1993, I saw the video for Cream, Wu-Tang Cream.
Yes.
On VH1, because my grandparents had cable.
Cash rules everything around me. Yeah.
And I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. And when I went home after visiting Grandma and Grandpa for Christmas, I was like, I'm going to go buy that with my Christmas money.
Nice.
Step, kid.
And I rode my bike down to Fred Meyer, and they were like, we're not going to sell you this.
No!
Because it has a parental advisor. And I was like, well, that's cool. I'll go put it back. And that's back in the day when tapes had the that big, flexible plastic casing. So I thought I was so gangster, just like popping that thing open and putting a tape in my pocket and being like, Cash don't
what
rule
you
me.
Gonna do about it? Statute of limitations has passed, I believe.
Yeah,
so.
For sure.
We do not advocate illegal activities.
So. No, we don't. Disclaimer. But get that music though. You
there
know,
you go.
Exactly.
Just as you guys offer up your EP for
yeah,
free,
yeah, just put zero in on Bandcamp. You can have it for free.
What about you, Schwartzy?
Yeah, like it should be.
I honestly don't know. I have a fuzzy memory because I am one of those younger siblings, and so like there's that blur of like I don't know who got what,
right?
But I feel like it's probably something horrible, like another bad creation or like
yeah.
Delta Duo.
BBD.
My wife
Take
loves that.
Take precaution.
Ashley Black. Shout out.
Family.
Never trust a big butt and a smile.
That's right.
I think the first fucking the
heckin'.
I think the first record that I ever got, I think I picked up, was Teenage Politics by MXPX.
No, I was listening to that the other day.
Yeah.
So some Bremerton tunes.
Bremerhaven.
But yeah, that album was good. Helped me through a lot of my life.
Yeah.
And then I got into different punk rock.
Hey, but that bridges the gap between the Christian music and the punk.
Yeah. Yep. My parents couldn't be too mad at me for listening to it.
Exactly.
And it was way better than praise and worship.
Joel is our band pastor as well as the merch
chaplain.
Girl.
No, nice.
The chaplain.
Mine was Nirvana Nevermind, and I remember.
Never heard of it. What is it?
Yeah, I know. No, crazy, right? And now I'm in Seattle, so it's a beautiful thing. But I remember bringing, you know, buying that cassette and bringing it home, and my mom cutting out the front of the tape because of the baby penis on it, and yeah, throwing it away. So I just had the cassette, you know, and with the little back sleeve for the track listing. But that's what I had, and that was the first one I bought up for my own.
And now you blew it up and made it a huge poster in your room. You're like, screw you, Mom! I want that baby penis huge in my room.
I can do whatever I want now. It's my wall.
Well, as long as your wife's cool with it.
All right. Last one, man.
I was a sucker to peer pressure, and even though I grew up listening to cool music with my folks,
oh please, I probably Clown Posse.
It's worse or
he's
better.
He's wearing JNCOs right now because I know it's the radio. You can't see.
No, it's like I was saying, it's got to be the Madonna "Justify My Love" single, because I was into singles back in like the early '90s. Yeah, the cassette single.
Nice.
Yeah, you just
from Sam Goody.
Plays it again.
Was, yeah.
Shout out Sam Goody.
Absolutely. Good stuff.
You're listening to Land of Wolves on Loud and Local. We'll be back with more from them. Of course, you can see them Saturday, July 27th at the Valley in Tacoma. Here's two more songs from their Rebuild to Nothing 7-inch. We've got Excuses and Rat Heap. It's Land of Wolves on Loud and Local.
Life, the meaning and the truth is one that I
last time of the night you'll hear us talk. So real quick, we definitely have to mention Saturday, July 27th, the Valley in Tacoma, Rad Bar, right by the Tacoma Dome, 6 to 9 p.m. with a show with Land of Wolves, the band that's in studio now. But we didn't even mention that you guys played a killer show last night, kind of a big grouping of the Northwest punk bands. Tell me all about Bowser Bash last night in White Center. Yeah, tell me about it, guys.
So the whole community showed out down 16th and Roxbury for Brett, who is no longer with us, from Rat City Ruckus, an awesome dude and great band that we've all played with in various incarnations and different bands with over the years. And it was an awesome time. Three venues, 20 plus bands, party, everybody.
20 plus bands?
Yeah, it was three different places, and it was unbelievable. So many amazing musicians and great people in one place.
4 o'clock to 1 in the morning, yeah.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
I think the last tally I heard over before we came over was, I think they raised somewhere around $5,000 for his family.
That's amazing.
And, yeah, I mean, it was
beautiful.
It was,
show a community for it was, what
absolutely.
We all do here.
Yeah, it was just it was one of those things that was cool to be a part of, and it was for a good cause and a good guy and rest and power, you know.
Exactly.
That's incredible. Wow, the Northwest punk scene certainly showing up to pay respects and whatnot.
It was wild.
It was a great time.
Celebration of life. I like the way that you put it there. So
yeah,
of course. You know, that you can't really pivot real too much from that. Obviously, we try to make it a positive thing, though. You guys have this new 7-inch out, Rebuild to Nothing. You're doing another split. Tell me again about the information for the split that's going to be coming out, a 12-inch, right?
So it'll be a four-way split, 12-inch with our buddies Potbelly up from Whidbey Island and Boxcutter Pacific Northwest and Car 87 out of Vancouver, BC. And so we got kind of under the gun on it and got three new songs that are coming along beautifully. And it's going to be super cool to put that out with everybody, you know, and, good cross promotion and have fun with it.
Hell yeah.
The record you're hearing tonight, Rebuild to Nothing, is available, I think, like we said earlier, on the Bandcamp.
Yeah.
And
landofwolves.bandcamp.com.
And come out and hang out and grab some.
If you
some
like
cool
what
stuff.
You're hearing, come hang out at shows. All that stuff's posted on the sites and
Facebook
all.
And Instagram. Yeah. You can check us out on all
Say
that
hi.
Stuff.
Buy us a cocktail. We all like cocktails.
So. Mm-hmm. We're about 6 months through the year. Well, we are 6 months through the year. We're halfway through the year. What are your guys' plans for the rest of the year? You guys got any goals or anything you want to achieve in 2019 before the year comes to close?
We're barely scraping by just to get done what we're getting done.
And I recommend that for everyone. Just keep plugging, wake up in the morning, try to be positive, and you know, struggle through all the things in the world and – you know, for all of our creative
reach out to your friends
sisters.
That need need reaching out and
take
each other
each
up.
Other.
Not wake up in my own piss.
Hey, that's
Joel.
A good way to do it.
There it is. Yeah.
Joel Hirsch, the merch girl, and the lead backup vocalist, everybody.
A lot of this record subject matter is about,
fighting
all the negativity in this world, and regardless of how you feel and being better and not dying, and that ties into a lot of the things that we've all dealt with. And, you know, so...
Absolutely, man. So again, if you're just tuning in, this is Land of Wolves, landofwolves.bandcamp.com. You can see them Saturday, July 27th at the Valley in Tacoma. Any final words? Any bands you want to thank? Shout outs? All that good stuff before we get into your last jam?
Our community. One at a time. One at a time.
FCON,
Burn Burn, you know.
Kids on Fire, Horwoods. There's a million that we're all going to forget. Obviously, our good touch crew, you know.
Adrian, I just sent you that email. Thanks for doing the flyer.
And then new homies, Far Flung Future, just played their first show last night with Bork's band. You know, there's a million amazing bands that we're going to just blank on, but there's, you know, so many Mabel's Marbles. There's so many fantastic men and women in this.
All of them
scene.
Play the Kraken, too. So shout out to the Kraken.
Exactly. The Kraken. Will and Dan's Empire would have been Kat's.
Shout out to
Dan
and Kat.
Doll Stakes, Yakima. Playing with them on the 27th. Blind Guides, probably drunk. What up, Grant?
All right, there's a million that we could do, but we'll never remember.
All right. Taking Teeth by Land of Wolves. What's this one about?
Going to the dentist.
Uh-oh. Well, this one's about getting older and trying to correct your mistakes and not be as miserable of a person as you have been in the past, and essentially...
Father time.
I like that.
Gets us all one day or another.
I thought
it was about your kid teething.
Making teeth.
Yeah, making teeth.
That's the Casper Baby Pants version.
That's a different version we should record.
That's awesome.
Hey, thanks, Kevin. We appreciate you.
You're very welcome. Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Yeah, we love you all.
And if you're just tuning in now and you're like, damn it, I missed it, it'll be up midweek on KISW.com for a full podcast version. Again, Land of Wolves, catch them Saturday, July 27th at the Valley in Tacoma. Show up early, 6 to 9. They'll be jamming. Here's Land of Wolves with
69.
Nice. Here's Taking Teeth. It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.